Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Yay!
And, I'm back.
Yay!
We have booze.
Yay!
Well, I'm drinking wine right now, so what else are you going to throw in my face?
Well, as was reminded to us by...
As was foretold.
Mm-hmm.
And as we have attempted for many a moon now.
It's been a while, but we're also forgetful people.
No, but we've also been working on, like, legitimately working on making this be a thing for the past month and a half, 2 months, so...
And it's finally happening!
Yay!
So thank you to everyone who reminded us and pushed and prodded that we are having Jolly Rancher vodka.
Oh my god.
I am so horribly excited.
Yeah, they both look amazing and also terrifying.
All five of them.
It looks
look
like my childhood in alcohol form.
So James
just
brought
your
over
childhood?
James brought over a bag of Jolly
adulthood.
Ranchers 2 weeks ago.
Yay!
And I had my kids help me sort them and unwrap them.
Creepy and adorable. Way to put that child labor to use.
Yeah, you're going to help daddy make booze.
No, my kids
family
were,
child labor
my kids
is
were like, what? You're going to let me unwrap candies? Yes. My kids unwrapped the candies and they put them in these nice little jars. And then I added some vodka. And we have five flavors. James, go ahead and give us a rundown.
We have blue raspberry, green apple, watermelon, cherry, and grape.
Mm.
Oh, I want to put these in the order that I want to drink them in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Jenna is doing something that probably should have been done earlier, but
grape here we go. Happening.
Oh, that was that up.
Watermelon last?
Starting in which?
No, first. Starting with watermelon.
Starting with watermelon. All right.
Because I feel like the blue raspberry is going to be the best.
It's going to be the palate cleanser either way.
Fair enough.
Right.
Okay, so James, go ahead and pour us out some.
As your erstwhile engineer.
So this was made with 100 milligrams of vodka. And four Jolly Rancher candies.
Okay.
So if it's...
Is that mason jars?
Yeah.
It is.
That's delightful to me. All right.
Okay.
Let's drink a thing.
So
somebody give me booze.
This is the flavor that we are having.
Yep.
This is the recommended percentage that was given to me online. So
that's a potent watermelon smell.
Stronger than the watermelon usually
is. Watermelon smell.
Yeah.
But it's a very clean watermelon.
I expect to enjoy this one the least, which is why I put it first.
I kind of am with you. I think I won't this one as much.
I don't generally enjoy watermelon flavor.
Yeah.
So.
Watermelon has always been my mom's favorite, so it's always been, I've been partial to it.
So is watermelon vodka going to be nostalgic for you?
It is now.
It is now.
All right.
Okay, let's do it.
Here
bottoms
we go.
Up.
Oh.
Woo!
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, you
That's
did
very
that as
sweet.
A shot. I did not and probably should have.
Oh, James shot that. Oh, my God.
He shot the hell out of that. He's a hunter.
That'll put hair on your dog.
the hair of the... Wait.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
That's what that means, right?
I'm caught up.
That is very, very sweet.
That is sweet.
Like, there is sugar in that.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think James has the right idea, honestly,
strong.
Shooting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all right, I'm going. You ready?
All right.
Do it.
Alley-oop. Pinky's out.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That goes right through the sinuses, doesn't it?
I have that warmth spreading through me.
It's got a pretty good finish, though. Like, honestly,
yeah.
does,
I don't
yeah.
like watermelon Jolly Ranchers, but that was a good finish. I think the vodka gives it that extra thing I've been missing all my life. Watermelon
it's like a watermelon
Jolly
Rancher and a slap in the face.
Right. Well,
I could have done a way better nap than that. God damn it.
While James goes ahead and pours our second course, Jenna, do you want to let us know what you've been up to?
Holy shit, what haven't I been up to? Somebody pretend like you know what I haven't been up to.
Hey, Jenna, what have you been up to?
I have no idea.
God damn it. St. Patrick's Day happened over the weekend.
That was a thing.
Holy shit. I had the best St. Patrick's Day in, like, a long time. And I have really good St. Patrick's Days overall.
Okay.
So, like, that this one topped it is actually pretty incredible. But I started my morning with a Crystal Gems party, and we hung out and we watched Crystal Gems, and it was amazing. And then while that was happening, I was busy in the kitchen, so like I was in my element. I'm like, I have domain over this, and I am cooking, and I am preparing things for people to eat. Like, I was, that was, and cleaning at the same time, because it's, right, you cook and you clean at the same time. It's a thing. You messed something up. You've got a, it's a yin-yang thing. Anyway, a balance, a karma thing, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so while people were watching cartoons in my living room and being adorable there, I was making a Guinness stew,
yes,
which I had started the night before. Two bottles of Guinness and two things of stewing meat were cooking overnight, right? So that broth was nice and good. And then I added the potatoes, the carrots, and the onions. I don't like my onions, like, overly done. So I was like, but I still want the onion juice in the broth. Like, I timed that out very specifically. Also, a bunch of spices, and I don't remember, well, herbs more, but I don't remember which ones. I think there was, like, chives, rosemary, thyme, some other more, like, herby herbs, you know. And pepper, because, of course, pepper. And then I also made Irish cottage praties. Only I made my non-dairy ones, which was just like the regular ones, only with non-dairy substitutes. And it was still amazing.
Awesome. They were very good.
Yeah. And here's my thing on Irish cottage praties. So here's the deal. It's mashed potatoes, right? You add butter, sour cream, and chives, and just enough salt. That's what I took from Irish cottage. A few of the cottage kids do it slightly different, but it's always got the butter, sour cream, chives, and salt. I always tear my chives, which means they tend to be a little bit bigger than you might normally get in like a potato thing, but I love it. You can see that it's coming. Like, and yes, you are a chive, get into my mouth. I also don't whip my mashed potatoes. I mean, the one thing with the butter and the sour cream, they're gonna get kind of runny anyway.
Right.
So yeah, I just do a ladle mash. And that works for different people. I like having some chunks in there. I know a lot of other people don't. You know, beat them to your own taste. What?
Have you seen the, like, cheesy mashed potatoes that are basically, like, taffy?
Yes.
No, but that sounds amazing and deadly at the same time.
It's they basically, they pulverize the potatoes damn near to an atomic level. So they've just become...
With or without other things in it?
With a lot of butter.
Okay.
Like tons of butter.
Okay.
And then some,
I can see this.
some cheese and a couple other, you know, just for flavor.
Sometimes praters have whipping cream in it too, but I didn't do that. So.
But they serve these in like some of the fancy restaurants.
Okay.
Where they basically just
beat the ever living shit out of it.
Until it's a liquid.
Okay.
But then they put in, like I said, the cheese and some of the other things to thicken it up.
Sure.
Until it is more like, almost like a taffy is what it looks like.
Okay.
Because it is so, so smooth that it's no longer potato. It just tastes like potato. But the consistency is just a cream.
Okay. That might be a reason why I don't overly mash my potatoes, because I don't have cheese in it.
I prefer chunks.
Yeah, I like my potatoes a little chunky. I like to know there's potato in my potatoes.
Okay, controversial question.
Yeah. Or maybe not.
Skin on or off?
It depends on my mood. For St. Patty's Day, I left the skin on. My feeling is that if I'm trying to pretend like there might be a health element to it, all of the nutrients are in the skin and therefore they can just stay in there. If I'm like overly trying to impress somebody, or if there is a potato peeling party involved, then skin off.
Okay.
Because there's more of a community feel. And that is also a cottage thing, is you peel the potatoes first. Like, you had to visually let people see that you were peeling potatoes.
That there was a process,
If I'm just doing it for me, it's going to be skin on. That way I can pretend there's something healthy in amongst all of that butter and sour cream.
Okay.
So, yeah.
tend to prefer the texture and the flavor.
As do I.
Of the skin
there is something to the little added earthiness.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, but
it sounds like you're at the chive you're adding kind of
helps with that. Yeah.
As a good substitute because you're doing big chunks of it.
Mm. Yeah.
For me, that tends to give it like a bright yellow flavor, though.
No. I'm saying texture-wise.
Texture-wise.
Oh, sure.
There are still things that aren't just smush.
Mm. Yeah. And that's I prefer skin on 99 times out of 10.
And this is kind of weird, but I once put like heavily buttered mashed asparagus in with potatoes.
No, that sounds amazing. That doesn't sound weird at all.
To make them green potatoes.
That sounds amazing.
I'm in. Also, I'm a little wet.
Also,
continue.
Why didn't you make this like and bring it today?
It.
Right.
You have failed.
Where's my asparagus potatoes?
It was fucking
seriously.
Awesome. Yeah.
Where's my asparagus potatoes?
At the store.
They'll be here next week, Salsa.
Yes, they will.
They will be here next week.
That is a thing that can happen.
James.
That is a thing that is going to happen.
I'm going to remind you daily until this happens.
I feel okay about it.
Every morning.
Technically, we're still within your probationary period on this podcast.
Yeah, we haven't hit a year yet.
Shit. You're saying there's a way out?
Yes.
Well, consider if there's good behavior, including potatoes.
Including potatoes.
Okay. Oh.
Asparagus potatoes.
Right, asparagus potatoes.
Yeah, no, it wound up being much better than I even had hoped.
Yeah. So I made all of that, and then when the Crystal Gems party was done-ish, we started the board game Irish party, where we had a bunch of people over and played board games and ate my Irish foodstuffs. I feel bad about this. I bought peasant bread as opposed to, like, making soda bread.
Mm-hmm.
I feel vaguely guilty about this still, but I just didn't have the time. But I make a damn good soda bread, so I feel like everybody else missed
soda
out.
Soda bread is good.
And I have guilt over that. We ate stew and potatoes and bread and played fucking board games. James had his Switch thingy, and we played a weird trivia game that was fantastic.
Yeah,
James, you should talk about that.
Yeah.
But before you do, I'm going to interject. Potato and asparagus pie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now you're making another pie.
Okay.
Are you sure you don't want to come over earlier on Saturday?
I will try.
I mean, you know, don't cancel anything.
No.
That would be awkward and surreal. But please, you are welcome at any point you so choose to come over, because that's all I'm doing on Saturday is making pies.
Yeah. No, that can actually.
But if you did like a leek and potato pie and then just put in asparagus and stuff.
No, I want to see asparagus lattice work on top. Right?
Promise nothing with the lattice.
No, you don't need to promise anything.
But we're just putting
But I do want to see it. I have the desire. Whether or not this falls within your ability is a different question.
Or even a cottage pie. With just the mashed potatoes on top with the mashed asparagus in it.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And lattice work.
I have.
And lattice work.
I may have an cunning plan for that.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
You're making another pie. but the game.
Yeah. Oh, I just lost.
Son of a bitch. I hate you.
Should we? Before we transition, we're now on
grape vodka.
Grape vodka.
Grape vodka.
Yep, here we go.
So we'll smell it.
All right. Nostroya. Well,
that is a very. That smells like grape juice.
Yeah, when I poured this in, it had that grape smell from like 5 feet away.
Yeah, this is grape juice smell right there.
This is.
I'm digging the smell.
All right, James just chugged. I'm going to go.
Hooah!
Oh! Oh! God damn! Woo! Buddy!
I like that one a lot better than the watermelon.
I do like that better than the watermelon.
Yep.
But I think for different reasons, because it does actually have kind of a grape soda flavor to it
does,
with the vodka.
Really,
And that's my poor ass childhood right there. I grew up in a poor black neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, we were one of two white families in, like, a 6-block radius.
It's not even a Coke and vodka. It's a grape juice and vodka.
It really... Oh, my God. That is...
Purple drink.
That might be the first drink that I had out at Fest at a very, very young age that nobody should acknowledge.
I feel...
Oh, my God, yes.
I feel like so far, the ratio is a bit too heavy on the candy.
I feel really?
Like, yeah. Because it's really sugary. I think if you watered it down and made it more subtle.
Man, I'm getting kicked in the face with each one of these. So
I mean, it is a shot of vodka.
It is.
So
But what's hitting you is the sugar.
No.
No, really?
No, for me it's the vodka that's hitting me.
Yeah.
Also, I'm starting to lean already, so this will be a very fascinating night.
Well, I might be
hanging out and chatting with your wife after this podcast.
I can work from home. It doesn't say who's home.
Oh my God, I've done that. I have worked from other people's homes before for at least a few hours.
Hey, James is online. Yep. We're here.
Hi, guys.
Did you bring your laptop, though, James?
I did.
Yes. Do it. I mean, do it. I'll hang out for a couple hours.
Do it.
Okay.
Hey James, what have you been up to?
Okay, so
I want to know.
The game that I brought over is called Jackbox Party Pack.
Oh yeah.
And we played one of the two that I've purchased, and in particular we played Fibbage, which is fucking outstanding game.
Those games are so much fun.
Oh
they
yeah,
really
they're
are.
Ridiculously fun.
And my favorite part about it is that controllers are expensive, and people look at them like they're from space. It's the same way if you hand somebody a camera that they're not familiar with, they look at it like it's trying to commune with them or something. Like,
I mean,
there's a big button.
I had that camera.
There's a giant
it was
fucking button.
Also, like I made $19.95 a month off that camera, but continue.
So, I thought it would be a good idea to, first of all, have us play Quick Draw on 1-2 Switch, which was fun. And it turns out that Jenna is the fastest.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't even believe that happened. That was amazing.
Yeah, because Eric Thompson stepped up and he set a new record right away, and everyone was like, oh.
Yes.
And then I stepped up.
And then, I took the challenger, because it was best 2 out of 3, I think, for you guys.
Yeah, for Eric and myself, it was one, just best of one.
Mm.
And then I faced off against Jessa. And it was best 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then I faced up against you.
Yep.
And I believe...
Holy shit, that was blazingly fast.
It was 0.417 seconds.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the fastest time before, I had just beaten someone else's time, and I was in the high fours.
Was that the record, the original record that we beat at Christmas?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So,
oh my God.
Even faster.
So, I was there for that, which I think your dad set, which is hilarious.
Yeah, my dad
he's
is
adorable.
Really fast with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also really good at the Zen balance game.
Oh my God, it's creepy good.
Yeah.
He's creepy good at that shit.
So,
but the fast draw, please let your father know that I have now bested him. In the quick draw.
I will.
Don't forget to include the words nana, nana, nana.
I was planning on the colloquial nana, nana, boo, boo.
Oh.
Right.
I will accept
nana, nana, boo, boo.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will absolutely let him know.
But
that,
please let him know from me.
And I believe that is by a full 0.1 seconds. Because
it,
I think
it is.
The original time
the original
was in the low fives.
Yeah, I think it was 0.527, if I remember.
Right. Real close to that. And then Eric came in just below 5. It was 5.9.
Yeah.
Or 4.9 something. And then...
4.9 something.
And then... I quick drew and got
0.46. Which was really good.
And everyone was
man. His record.
And he was like, thanks for just beating the shit out of my record right away.
Right. it was really impressive.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what I
shot your daughter.
417.
So that's fair.
Ladies and
gentlemen. Yeah, don't shoot my kid. I will end you.
Yes.
If you shoot my daughter.
Ladies and gentlemen. that sound that woke you up in the middle of the night was the sound of Jenna's ginormous dick hitting the table.
Dunk.
Just flopping it out there. Bam.
I unzipped and unrolled.
Yeah,
I thought it was a train wreck.
No, it just it.
Take your eyes away from it?
Jenna's life is a train wreck. Kay. To be fair.
And there were passengers.
Oh my God, that's accurate.
Yeah, no, the Richter scale registered that dick flopping on the table.
Yeah, but only at a 0.417.
It broke the sound barrier.
Broke my table too. That's.
I'm sorry. I'll get you a new one. Sorry, this just happens with my dick sometimes. Don't ask me about my big brass balls. Like, I start fires in awkward places. I'm just saying.
Lightning shoots out of my ass. So the
it's like a
that one's just
flint easy. Striker. What? You're just balls striking. Just light a fire. Oh, that pants on fire. That's where they came from.
Oh my God. Whoa. Are you calling me a liar?
I mean, indirectly.
This is probably accurate.
I am not calling you a liar. I am inferring that you were a liar. But I am not calling you a liar.
All right.
So when we played Fibbage, again, Eric, who is constantly, like, maintains a constant humor level pretty continually.
Pause. You mean... Eric Thompson.
Oh, curse the French.
Bark.
God damn it.
May they rest in peace. Wow, that got really long. Continue. Yeah.
The name entry for it, I put in James, and he saw my name hit up on the scoreboard, and so he went and put in actually James. Right?
No, this gets
which
better.
Is already funny.
Right.
Because then it's James and actually James, but it also truncated it, so it came out actually jam. So then whenever he scored a point or anything, I was like, curse you, actually jam.
I'm going to call him that from now on. Yes.
So then he's not satisfied.
My name is Jam. Actually jam.
Yes. That's delightful. Salsa gets better.
Okay. So he gets bored of being actually jam after a while.
How could you get bored of being actually jam?
How you and say?
I am calling you a liar.
That he wants
no,
to be
this is accurate.
PB and James for the rest of our footage games. But I sent him a message, like, on Monday or something that was like, oh, hey, it was cool hanging out with you this weekend. Thanks.
Right.
And also, curse you, actually, Jam! So, yeah.
Did he respond, you're welcome? Sincerely, PBN James.
Maybe. That does...
You should check. That would please me.
While he's doing that, I will throw
I do want to wrap up on Jeff Saturday.
Okay,
because this does involve, again, both James and I. Shit.
He wrote, you thought you were up against Eric, but no, it was actually Jam. And with our powers combined, we are PB and James.
Oh, that's even better. You're like superheroes now. James, you're the sidekick. You are totally the sidekick in that scenario.
I'm comfortable with this.
Okay.
He's like maybe the love interest tops.
Untis?
No, he's not nearly as cool as the love interest. He is definitely the sidekick.
I'm like Lois Side Street.
Not Lois Lane. Anyway, but then after we did the Irish food and board games, we all went out to go see 4 Points Shy. Mm-hmm. And that was fantastic. Like, pretty much everybody from my party... Wow, I've been drinking vodka shots.
Two. Two vodka shots.
They're really strong.
Yes, they are. By the way, yes, they are.
Also, two glasses of wine. Okay.
Fair enough.
I've been working on this.
Fair enough.
So we went to see 4 Points Shy, and it was pretty much everybody from the party, I think, actually went to 4 Points Shy. We carpooled. It was fantastic. It was a really good time. Here's the thing about 4 Points Shy. I grew up with those boys.
Yeah.
Like, one of them, one person on the face of the entire planet is still allowed to call me Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in that band.
Yep. Aww.
And there was, in fact, a point at which, like, I had requested a song.
I'm guessing he's the Boron player?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We sang Phantom of the Opera together. You sing Phantom of the Opera with me. You can call me whatever the fuck you want. Anyway.
Note to self.
Get on that. I do an amazing thing of me. So, no, but so there was a point at which I had requested a song, and I even tipped for it. You're fucking welcome. Mm-hmm. But they were like, we have to do this song because it was requested by Jenny. You mean Jenna? You mean Jen? Whatever. It was requested from the woman of many names, so we have to do this song. And I was personally, like, that was a personal delightful moment for me. Yeah. Like, I love that the boys still recognize that I have been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that touches me. Like, I know it's just, like, 2 seconds out of their entire fucking thing, but it still just pleases me.
Oh, yeah,
that they,
no,
they're like, nope, you've been around forever. Mm-hmm. We acknowledge that. Let's continue.
So I understand that feeling. Absolutely.
She spent her Saturday night being touched by the band.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What?
My wife was there.
I have stories later. Yeah, she was.
I was not, which is probably why it was a good time.
Uh-huh. I mean, look, Salsa, I like your wife better than you.
So do I.
Doesn't mean I dislike you.
So
I just like her better.
So do I.
Objectively, she's a better person. Yes.
Right. Like, if we think through this on a logical and analysis thing, like, yeah, no, I mean, I like her better.
Yeah.
I also grew up with her out at festivals, so being there, and that was the other thing, is that I was there with both of the Sterling twins and mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
James was their gentleman friend, Eric Thompson. Was there. I'm sorry. Actually, James. Or actually Jam. PB and James.
Yes.
It's, okay. Mm-hmm. I've been drinking. But, like, it was just this amazing collective of people. Oh, God. Salsa just had a seizure. What's going on?
That would be the best buddy cop movie ever.
PB and James?
No. P-Bow and Actually Jam.
Oh, my God.
I mean...
I P-Bow's the bad cop.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Straight up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Actually Jam, and I don't care if it's played by James or Eric, Actually Jam is the good cop in that scenario.
Yeah.
Because P-Bow is the bad cop.
Put upon straight guy, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's entirely what's happening.
I see that being inverted halfway when you're like, man, the good cop is kind of a dick. Like, he's kind of a...
And that usually happens at a party when they're drunk and the one finally lets go. And the other one is like, okay, reel it back. Reel it back.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're right.
I'm really drunk. I'm really drunk. I have a P-Bow story.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And a Bill Young story.
Okay.
So it might be a little sad, but it's also hilarious. Apparently, there was a night that the two of them, P-Bow and Bill Young, were at a bar together.
Mm-hmm.
And P-Bow was getting into an altercation of sorts.
Yeah.
And it can happen. Like, you get super drunk. There's an ex and other things happening. Like, a boyfriend that's being dickish. Like, whatever. I don't know the full story. I don't need to know the full story. I just know that there was drunkenness and communications happening. And so P-Bow was there, and there were words. And Bill was there. And then the bouncer was also there and, like, starting to walk towards them. And Bill goes, all right, big boy, time to go. And physically picks up P-Bow and throws him over his shoulder, walks out the door, winks at the bouncer on the way out, and throws him into a cab.
Yeah.
Like,
nice.
That is just
that's the way you do it.
Nice.
And that is not to say anything against P-Bow. Like, they were kids. Like, it was a young time. Oh, yeah. Whatever. But that story has always delighted me. Just the, all right, big boy, time to go.
Yep.
P-Bow's not a small person. Bill was just bigger.
Yeah.
He was a very big guy, but he had a lot of muscle. And also on that ass.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, that just reminded me. Okay.
But it's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
I ended up bumping into like five or six different friends that I had not expected to see out at the concert.
Oh my god, yes. We ran into, well, I kind of knew the Knights would be there. So that was delightful because I don't get to see nearly enough of them. Scully and his wife are fantastic. I ran into Emily, who plays the Queen out at Festival, which is how most people know her. That's not how I know her. But I'm not going to tell either because she is regal as fuck. That makes it sound like I dated her. I did not. She's just a sweet friend of mine, but also has a sordid past that may or may not involve vilification, Dennis. I don't know.
It's been a long time. I don't even remember how I met Emily.
Since I've seen your smiling face.
I mean, the thing is that Emily is just so incredibly bold and fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, she is no nonsense. Mm-hmm. She will not put up with your bullshit.
Hmm. No, she got some sass.
And she is loyal as fuck.
Yep.
She's Antonio like, the painter now?
Don't. No.
Or is this new
no.
Queen Emily?
This is new Queen Emily.
Yeah, okay. I was confused for a moment.
You're thinking of Linda.
Linda was the former queen, and she was also...
That was Queen Elizabeth.
No. Pause. Okay. We have had at least two queens that are past cast members of Vilification.
Okay, Venice. That's where I was confused. Because I thought Emily was the new queen. Okay.
Yeah,
she's Queen Mary?
I believe it is Mary, yeah.
And Linda was Elizabeth.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because Emily is amazing and Linda was amazing. And
yeah.
I love how they both have very different yet similar styles in their queenships. But neither one of them will put up with your bullshit. Like, you go ahead, you try that, they will not put up with it. And they know what their power... They will entertain you so long as they are entertained, but once it gets to a certain point, they'll be like, and we're done.
Mm-hmm. Kyle and I had super fun with Emily.
Oh my god, yes.
This year, so.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, Four Pints Shy. Yeah. And it was delightful.
Should we do...
I think we should drink a toast to Bill Young.
What do we have? God damn it.
Cherry.
I have
this
to
is
drink.
Cherry. All right. So this is the one... If any of them are going to taste like cough syrup, this is going
to
be it.
Yeah, that's why I put it in the middle.
Our younger days.
It smells better than cough syrup.
Oh, I get it. I stole that name off a dead man.
Oh.
Ooh. Mmm. Oh, that's cough syrup. I never want that again.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm good.
I mean, it's definitely cough syrup, but it wasn't.
It wasn't full on cough syrup. That was.
It was less cough syrupy than I feared.
But it was
more cough syrupy than you hoped.
Yeah.
I feel like that would still cure what ails me.
That one tasted the most like a Jolly Rancher so far.
Okay.
Huh. For me, that was watermelon. Grape tasted like grape soda. It did. Yeah.
It really did. I actually kind of recommend the grape.
Yeah, the grape wasn't bad.
I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did.
I may not have told you or may not have said on this podcast, but I have experimented with candy and boozes before.
Like in college?
Very actually. But, no, I sometimes do Febtober Festivus. And invite a bunch of friends over. It's just the branch of Pastafarianism that I'm in.
Oh, no, that's fair.
So
it's like Orthodox, right?
Right. It's the Febtober Festivus sept of...
Sure. No, I get
of
that.
Pastafarianism. So
I was just comparing it to the Orthodox as opposed to the...
Right.
Yeah.
We would be like Northern Orthodox.
Okay. Right. No, I get that.
So, yeah, somebody for my birthday had given me a gummy bear the size of two of my fists put together.
Oh, gummy bears and vodka.
So we put it into a saucepan because we had made rummy worms before and it worked out really well. We put it into a saucepan and we put all of the vodka. We put an entire bottle of vodka in there and it still was not
submerged.
Then we just grabbed booze out of the cupboard.
They made a WAP gummy bear.
So
that's racist.
We just stewed this thing in a bottle of vodka.
Not as racist as if I said WAP rummy bear.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh god.
So we used up like one bottle of vodka and then the ends of six other bottles, and it was finally covered. And by the time we pulled that thing out of the fridge, it was the size, it had like tripled in size.
I'm sure it fit the saucepan.
It was bigger than a Cornish game hen.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I took this thing out and I just like slurped it onto a plate. Just, yeah.
And then please tell me you carved it.
Yes, I was hoping. Oh, my God. That made me happier than anything.
And people were like, I'll have a leg. Yeah. I'd like an eye and
a wing,
ear,
please.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just the ear. I love the ears. The ears are amazing.
Right. And this was grape flavored, which is what brought it to mind.
Mm.
And by the time you were done with your piece, we divided this thing probably into
dark meat, is
like
what you're saying.
16 pieces. And each one was more than a shot of alcohol.
Oh,
that sounds amazing.
So by the time you were done with your piece,
doing that for Fest, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm down.
Oh my God.
It was a mistake, but it's one I'll make again.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
But if you show up at Dragon's Den with one of those,
oh shit.
It'll be
No, you have to show up with one for Dragon's Den, one for Old Man's Fire, one for Pagan Oaks if you can, one for the booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring one to Safety Services just to buy their love.
And then just one for me.
No.
No.
See, I'm going to help, so I'm just going to get the leftover juices. Fair it's enough. Always about the stewing juices.
Leftover juices was my high school nickname. Yep.
I believe that.
Make it gravy.
Whoa.
All right,
so what have you been up to, Salsa? Because that's what James and I did.
Well, the reason I wasn't here last week is because I was in a show.
Yeah.
You may have heard of of a show that past guest Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe does called Not So Silent Planet.
Yup.
Speculative fiction. And this was Planet Fest. This was the Not So Silent Planet Speculative Fiction Festival in which he gave... divvied up more than six writers. Some of them were written by two people, but divvied up the writers, and there were six plays, and their task was they had like a month to write a speculative fiction one act play.
Mm-hmm.
And the criterion was you had to have an item. In this case, it was a golden apple.
Mm-hmm.
And a phrase.
Okay.
In this case, it was, as long as I don't stop talking. And the writers had to write a 10 to 15 minute one act play.
Pause.
On those criterion.
The phrase again was,
as long as I don't stop talking.
And Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe came up with that phrase.
I don't know who came up with the phrase, but that's what the writers had to write.
Okay. Continue.
I wasn't part of the process as far as the writing and casting and stuff like that.
Salsa is the sausage, not the grinder.
The reason I was involved, I didn't even know about it. I didn't even actually audition. The reason I was cast is because one of the plays took place in an old-timey radio studio, and they needed a Foley artist.
Yes. Delightful.
And Matt was the director for that one, and he went, well, I could try to cast somebody and then have to train them in how to do all of this stuff and get all of this stuff. Or I could just ask Salsa to do it because he already knows what the fuck he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust him, you know. So we have six plays written by different people. All of them are completely different. They just have these two threads running through them. This one phrase and this one object. Now, those six plays were given to three directors.
Mm-hmm.
Each director got two plays. It was Matt Alex, Tim Uren, and Tim Wick.
Hot! That is a nice group of directors.
Yeah.
God damn.
And so those three directors then went and they did casting, and they cast... the same group of people for both of their plays.
Okay.
So if you were in one, you were in the other. Just to make things easier instead of having whole different casts and stuff like that.
I just realized how incredibly white dude those directors were.
Cis also
white
true.
Dude. Mostly. But yeah.
But so
makes
so
a diabetic.
Oh my god.
thank you.
But so anyway. so now you've got 6 1 acts, 3 directors, you know, 3 different groups of cast members, and they basically did Tim Wicks, Tim Urens, Matts. Tim Wicks, Tim Urens, Matts.
Sure.
So all 6 in a row. and they were weird.
Like they
because we had such disparate writers, mm-hmm. you really had some that were creepy mm-hmm. and some that were really funny and some that were both. And some that were so esoteric that I really needed to have a contact high to even understand what was going on. It was real. Some of them were out there, and some of them were just fucking funny. And so you kind of ran the gamut, and it was a ton of fun. So much goddamn fun.
Right.
And in the course of a night, I got to play 2 very different characters.
Nice.
You know, for the first play, I played basically a tweaker. Like the entire time I was on stage, I didn't stop twitching. I was constantly fidgeting with a lighter. My leg was bouncing around, you know.
Yeah, but where did you do the acting?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But because, you know, my character was very just this kind of, you know, rocking back and forth and there is actually the joke at one point. Joke? Everybody laughed. Everybody laughed.
I love how you're like, joke? Well, everybody laughed.
Well, the thing, it wasn't really supposed to be a joke per se, but everybody always laughed when this line came up. But there's one point where because Lauren Haven is playing a character who's a little crazy.
Wowen?
No, different from Wowen.
That's Braybeck.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I got confused for a second. I was delighted. I'm still delighted.
Yeah. They're both awesome. Right. But she's playing this crazy character, and I make some comment about, well, she's, you know, I should hold on to this golden apple so she doesn't hawk it for meth. And somebody's like, yeah, she's the one on meth. And the audience really laughed both nights, or all 3 shows. So I was like, I must be doing something right here.
Well, then.
Did
you pick your teeth at that point?
I was... Like, at the beginning, I'm fidgeting with this lighter. I'm opening it and closing it. But
nice.
I'm
rocking back and forth.
I was rocking back and forth.
Excellent.
When the lines...
You have a nervous itch?
Yeah.
I did itch my neck at one point. When people started talking, because the lighter was kind of loud, I put that away. And then I was chewing on my fingernail or on my thumb a lot. And,
nice.
And so you just really this twitchy character.
That's fantastic.
And then for the second one, where I am the sound effects, you know, Foley artist for this radio play.
Right.
What happens is we've got this radio, we're in the booth, you know, and what they are saying in this radio play, Tales, Terror from the Everglades, you know. Exactly. But what the people reading the lines are saying starts to manifest in the booth.
Okay.
Like the green glob appears and they're like, there it is. And then it comes out and it eats one of the actors.
Yes.
And it just, it grabs the actor and blah, 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 away. And that actor is gone. That actor is actually dead. But my character, in the little, you know, notes on characterization, it says basically completely unflappable. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what is happening, all of the other actors are freaking out because, holy shit, there's something in the booth. While we are narrating what's happening, it's fucking happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm over there in my corner making sound effects, and I couldn't care less.
Yes!
I am, like, you know...
Thank you for couldn't and not could.
Yeah.
But continue.
But the mm-hmm. goo, the glob comes out and eats one of the characters, and they're like, "What the fuck do we do?" They're like looking around, and I'm over there like,
Yeah, it's a script.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pointing at the mics. Yeah, we're like, still come on air. On. Yeah, exactly. Like, no dead air. Exactly.
Look, we got shit to get done, yo.
And, like, at one point, one of the characters runs over and grabs, like, a hammer off of my sound effects table to use as a weapon. And I just get irritated and I walk over and I grab the hammer away from him and I walk back to my table and I put it down. I'm
my
like,
favorite
this
part
mine.
Was leading up to that because the character is pounding like the radio actor character is pounding on the door with the hammer, and so Salsa's walking over there with sticks making the sound of the hammer hitting stuff as he's trying to, as both the radio actor and the character the radio actor is portraying are trying to break out of different places by hammering on the door. Salsa's just like, bonk, 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 bonk with these two sticks, and then reaches over and just takes it away from him, and then, like, storms back to his sound booth.
And the actor, like, attacks me, because he's like, give me back the hammer, and I just angrily point at his microphone, like, you've got a line. Say your line.
Right.
Yes! Oh God, so, that makes me happy.
It was a delight. That one was hilarious and so much fun. And,
I enjoyed it
so much. But there was one show on Friday and two shows on Saturday. Man. And if you missed that, holy shit, you missed it.
I missed it.
We had surprisingly good crowds.
Excellent.
Considering that we had
St. Patty's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day, we had a 2 o'clock matinee. And our 7 p.m., like, everybody's in the bar. No, all of our shows, we had really good turnouts.
Wow.
We
nice.
Had people, you know, it was, I was really, really, really happy with that. So that's, yeah, that's what I did with my weekend.
That's fantastic. Good call.
I really enjoyed seeing that, and I also followed it up with the next science fiction little playlet thing that happened, which was called Flashlight Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Which was 20 plays in an hour.
Jesus.
What?
And they were fucking fantastic also. Like, the entire evening, because we went Friday, the entire evening of productions, they were amazing. But it was always the same six actors on stage, and the audience would yell the next play that they wanted to see. And the actors would grab that play over.
A menu?
Or? I've actually seen that kind of thing before. I sat for a Christmas show, actually. They had an advent calendar type thing set up.
Oh,
cool. So it was a lovely framing. But yeah, the concept is fantastic.
Oh, so you really got to know your script so you can jump around.
Because you got to know when you're going.
You got to be agile,
They did a fucking phenomenal job.
Awesome.
And the plays were great. I'm hoping that they'll remount it for something or do a new version of it.
Yeah.
But I would gladly see that company do whatever because they were hugely talented and very
really good.
Very entertaining. Yeah.
Excellent. Cool.
Is
it break time?
Yep, we should take a break and then we'll come back and drink some more.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
Wait, are we really back this time?
We're really back this time.
Oh. And I'm Jenna.
And we should.
We have.
And drunk.
We have two
green
more.
Apple.
I am Jenna and drunk.
We have two more.
I don't.
Here we go.
We should pour Jenna's light from now on,
I think. Oh, God. Oh, fuck yes. I still have wine.
Here we go. Green apple.
I only just realized I could have been doing that this whole time for all of us.
Wah, wah.
This smells delightful.
Yeah.
The green apple smells really good.
I'm gonna down this one slowly.
No, that one's pretty good.
Woo.
Like it's strong.
I love that extra kick at the end, but yeah.
No, this one so far is best.
That's a winner.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh.
That is way better than what is it? It's not apple pucker.
And obviously, way
this
better
is,
than
this
apple pucker.
This is a ton
pucker.
Better than apple.
Yeah.
Pucker. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What
Which
juice.
Tastes like hitting my head on the underside of a toilet seat at 5 in the morning.
You've done that.
Yep.
Okay.
So, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
I want to ask you guys about something. ask your
friends. Is this going to be like the toxic masculinity thing?
No.
Oh.
Question mark?
Okay. No.
Okay. Well,
so now I'm in.
Yeah.
Because I had fun the last time.
All three of us work in IT.
That's true.
Okay. I am noticing that there are certain trends in the industry toward treating support like garbage.
Shit. Yeah.
Trend?
Yeah.
Or inevitability?
I mean... Okay, so... Help desk, right? Which is what we're talking about, support, help desk, whatever. Right. Is often seen as the bottom rung to getting into the IT industry. I feel like, however, help desk gets treated like the McDonald's chef that is trying to become an actual chef, as opposed to the skill set that is necessary to run any help desk. And that's not to disparage like McDonald's chefs, like fucking I love you guys.
Yeah, dear anyone God can pump out a burger that fast.
But societally speaking, the way that people are viewed is that it's like that. And I don't think either group gets enough credit. Like and I mean my background in IT is weird. I started as a programmer. And then became a help desk person. And then, like, somewhere in between that, also a junior network admin. And then, like, I did builds. I don't know. My past is weird. But
ladies and gentlemen, that sound that woke you up from your slumber was the sound of Jenna's dick hitting the...
Right. It was like a train wreck.
She has a second dick that she just hit the table with. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I've got an IT. Well, I mean, you realize to work in IT, you have to have an IT dick.
Yeah,
right.
Which is why people will listen to guys talk about tech and not women. Aww. I think my absolute favorite is because I worked help desk for a while. Uh-huh. And I was the only female in a room of 26 guys working the help desk. And not every time, but often enough, I would get a phone call that was like, oh, I need to speak to a real technician.
Whoa.
Or is this IT? Or can you transfer me to IT? Yeah. Or whatever. And I do have a very pleasing voice when I answer the phone. You know, thank you for calling the help desk. This is Jenna. How can I help you? I don't feel like that necessarily helped my case. As opposed to being a jerk about it, like, you know, whatever. But, but yeah, like, there were people that seriously did not think I could do my job because of either the way I presented myself as a polite, kind human being or as a female human being. Sometimes all of the above.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of my favorite comments from a friend was when... I was talking about how I fixed a thing to the shock and amazement of everybody. And she was like, so did you just take your dick and slap it against the keyboard for a while or what? I'm like, yeah, actually, that's pretty much entirely what happened. Like, you have to have a dick to work IT. Like, that's just a thing. So when I whip out my IT dick, that's it's had a long history.
The operative word is long.
Long.
Yeah, I was going to say, not the only long thing about it.
I think the other aspect of it is when you are working support, nobody cares about you until something is wrong.
Right, and then it's
and
your
then
fault.
It's your fault. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So you're starting on an antagonistic footing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those two things together... being seen as the bottom rung and also starting antagonistic. It sucks.
I swear most of my job as help desk was to convince people. Well, half of my job was to convince people that I could actually do my job. And I don't know that that's exceptionally different between women and men. I feel like it's harder as a female to convince people that you are capable of doing your job.
Sure.
But the other half was just calming people the fuck down to the point where you could work with them to solve their problem.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, that's what it is. Like, yes, I can do my job. Calm down enough to let me help you. Let me do my job. Like,
I am on your side.
Right? I want this problem solved too. I promise you. Because if we solve this problem, you won't talk to me anymore.
The way that I always pitch that, I taught people to do over-the-phone troubleshooting and technical support and things like that. And the way that I pitched it to them was, lifeguards run into a problem when they try to swim out to rescue someone.
Right.
And that is that the human brain, the front part turns off and it's just the lizard hindbrain.
Right.
And the people who are drowning will grab anything that they can grab hold of or stand on. They will push under them to try to get out of the water, even if it drowns you both. And they will try to drown you if you grab a hold of them. And so part of being a lifeguard is learning how to take hold of someone and bring them back to shore without allowing them to grapple you and push you under the water.
Right.
And
right.
It's the same thing with IT. You have to have that same skill set. And it's not that they mean to, it's that that front part of their brain is turned off for emergency service.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And it's, that same kind of a thing.
I will say, as the only woman at the help desk at that particular location, we used to play a game that we called Hot Potato.
Yeah.
Wherein I would receive a phone call from a very irate customer that would ask to speak to a real technician. And I actually had a very specific field of expertise. I was the Mac expert.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody called me and they happened to have a Mac problem,
mm-hmm.
I was the person that was the calls were going to get routed to me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Very specifically, like I was the person for that. Back in the day, don't ask me how to, like, Mac quit, Apple quit, anything anymore. I think it's still a Q. I'm not sure. But
Back in my day.
Yeah. But back then, like, I was the person that all of those calls would go to anyway. So I would get a customer that happened to have a Mac problem, and they would start talking to me, and they would say, oh, I need to talk to somebody who knows more about this. So I would transfer the... I would put them on hold, call out Hot Potato, and transfer it to the next help desk person, who would then take the call, listen to the situation, say, I'm not the person to help you with this. Let me transfer you to our expert, which would be me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or if we were particularly slow, transfer them to the next person. Who would then transfer them to the next person. And if they asked to speak to a manager, we would notify the manager, Hot Potato. And the manager would then get the call. And he would say, I understand your situation. You know, I'm very unhappy about this. Let me get you transferred to our expert.
Right.
Who was then me.
Good.
Which was, I loved that the guys in my department were so fucking supportive of that.
No, that's brilliant.
And usually after they talk to the manager and then talk to me, I could get them to a point where they would listen. But yeah, Hot Potato was my best, worst, favorite, least favorite game. Because I hated that clients had that mentality, but I loved that my guys were so supportive of me.
Mm-hmm.
And were like, yeah, no, you're the one that can solve this. Like, I can't. What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't... What's an apple? I don't know. I'm confused.
Is
like,
Braeburn or Red Delicious?
Granny Smith.
Granny Smith. Let me transfer you to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Granny Smith sound too feminine to you? Is that what happened there? I just killed salsa. Excellent.
This kills the salsa.
But yeah, like help desk is definitely its own beast. Like, just in general, it is own fucking whatever. But help desk is a woman. There is an entire site dedicated to women working the help desk and the calls that they take. And it is phenomenal. I've actually put, I have a couple of my own situations up there. one of them was like, I need to talk to IT. I'm like, I'm IT. You mean information technology? Yes, I am information technology. I can assist you with this. Well, I need to talk to a computer technician. I'm a computer technician.
God damn it.
Are you certain you're capable of helping me with this?
Whoa.
At which point I said, I have a programming degree and 10 years of experience. I certainly hope I can help you with this. And to everyone's amazement, I could. And it was the dumbest fucking thing.
Damn it.
Somebody was having problems with an autofill issue, putting in the wrong information. And I was like, so we're going to go over here and we're going to clear this up. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even like a hardware. It was just, this is how you use a browser. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Yeah. So, yep. That one was the most popular one for about 10 weeks, which is kind of my pride and joy. Yeah.
The other thing that is kind of going back to, you know, the fact that a lot of people view it as the bottom rung is
right. Yeah.
In order to support something, you need to know it inside and out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know the inner workings of it, and if you don't, you need to be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you often know the system better than people who are specializing in
right.
various yeah. things.
Right.
Salespeople have to know how it works when it's working. Yeah. You have to know how it works when it's working and when it isn't working.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And how to get it back to working.
Yep.
So yeah, it is kind of baffling.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Show of hands and or something verbal for the audience.
I mean, this is
how many people, right? How many people in this room have said, "Let me check my documentation," and then looked up Google?
Me.
Yep. Okay, that's okay, everybody. All right. We're all in.
Okay.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I fucking love that. Like, cause it is like Google does have the best documentation on everything ever.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up
yeah.
anything on the internet. And so could everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, to be fair, when I worked help desk, both at the place you both worked, and some of us still work.
Uh-huh.
and at the place I went to afterwards, it was a lot of old people.
Mm-hmm.
And Google was like, what the fuck to them? Like that, there is a certain point where we have had the experience of growing up with these kinds of conveniences, where these sure. other people have no yeah. idea what the fuck that even is. So yeah, there is a certain amount of expertise that just comes with having been exposed to it,
mm-hmm.
which is there was.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sidetracking, but I just saw a video on Facebook that was. How to raise internet savvy kids.
Oh yeah.
I don't feel like I have much of a job there. Like no. I feel like the kids are just gonna internet savvy that themselves. Yeah. Like
it's gonna be us going to them.
Yeah, when right. my nephew was like yeah. 1.5, he was fascinated by trains, so I was like, yeah, we can look up any kind of train you want and I'll show you videos of it and we'll be able to hear it and all of that stuff. So that we know what kind of train sounds to make for a particular train
right.
that we're playing with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I like pull up YouTube and he goes, oh, uncle, that's just YouTube. And I was like, this is okay.
Yep.
It was the same as I brought him a plastic dinosaur, which is a Stegosaurus, because it's my favorite. And I was going to tell him, you know, about the Stegosaurus. And I was like, if you can tell me what this is, you can have it. Right? Expecting it to be like dinosaur. Like, yeah, here you go. And it's a Stegosaurus and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, Stegosaurus, my favorite. And I was like, this is yours.
He's been watching a lot of dinosaur train.
I love yes. this kid. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dinosaur and train.
I have a justice story.
Okay.
Which is apropos of nothing. Yay. I love
She said the name!
No, it actually ties to what we're talking about, so that was the wrong usage. Oh, but so I was looking at images on Imgur,
mm-hmm.
Like 10 years ago, not even 10, like 7 years ago. And my daughter goes, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, I'm looking at images on Imgur, and she goes, which, I mean, my daughter has been an old curmudgeon for, like,
right.
Yep.
At least the past 10 of her 17 years. So
you are so uncool, Mom.
And I'm like, what? My friends showed it to me. It's cool. And she goes, well, at least it's not 4chan.
Yeah. There is that.
And then I was like, what's 4chan?
No.
She goes, I am not introducing this to you. And I'm like, you're not in charge of me. You're not the parent here. And she goes, when it comes to the internet, I am. At which point I was like, young woman, back in 95, I was building the internet on a Berkeley server. She goes, we've grown beyond you, Mom.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So,
and she was not wrong about any of this. Like...
So here is a conversation that has been had in my office amongst support people that we would never actually say to a client.
Oh God, but, I want but to we know would everything. Love, right. Okay. Yes, yeah. Please.
James will know this individual. He sits at the front of the room. His favorite phrase is, what you should tell them is. And then tell you what you really should not tell
like
them.
Like the opposite of what should ever be told to anyone.
Go die in a fire.
But we decided, one day, we decided whenever anybody has a problem on Internet Explorer, we should just pretend that we have no idea what they're talking about.
Oh my God. Just be like,
hi, are you using Google or Firefox? Or Chrome or Firefox? I'm using Internet Explorer.
What?
Yes, are you exploring the internet on Chrome or Firefox? Oh my God. No, I'm using Internet Explorer. Yes, but are you using Chrome or Firefox?
Which Explorer are you using?
Right. Or Safari? Which one are you using?
Right.
No, Internet... Okay, we do not support... indie third-party platforms.
Right.
Chrome or Firefox.
You're using some kind of weirdo proprietary thing.
Is that a plugin for Chrome?
Is what that is, an what Opera is, thing? Are you on a Mac?
Netscape Navigator.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. I have a thing.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Clapping my arms, you guys.
Yeah.
I am an IT project manager at a Fortune 10 company.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sound that woke you up.
Thunk. It was like a train wreck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all of that aside, I don't remember any dev shit anymore. But, I'm an IT project manager at a Fortune 10 company that still has programs that need to be supported on Netscape.
Ugh.
Really?
Because of the industry that we're in, certain regulations are so far backdated that we have to be able to include them.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a thing.
No.
Nobody thinks that anymore.
No.
Like, how, Netscape, what? and from my previous place of employment, that was directly tied to the health industry, I know that there are, various instruments, incredibly expensive instruments for study and whatnot that were built only to be managed by Netscape.
Wow.
So you will have, and there is incredible research being done on these instruments.
Sure.
That are using Netscape, and we still have to be able to support that because of all of this backdating. Like, to be able to if the updates aren't being made for that instrument, right? And this was back before they had like the ability to automatically update the externals. So no, what's in there is what's in there. Like, you can't fix that. You can't update that. So it's either buy another $1 million instrument to do this thing, or fucking, you don't update this particular computer for 15 years because everything fucks.
Your QA team must take forever.
Oh my God, but they are so incredible.
I'm sure they are, like, but it must take forever to have to go back that far to make sure nothing breaks.
It does take a while. Luckily, we only support two versions of Netscape. the point whatever and the point whatever. Like, right. That's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do have... My QA team is incredible. I will fight anybody that tells... Not only is my QA team, like, top fucking notch in general just for a QA team. Like, they find things that nobody should ever be able to find. And it's sometimes frustrating. But ultimately, like, what you're supposed to be doing and well done.
It, yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing is that... For the applications that I support, we tend to be the last ones impacted on any project. So there might be a project that's been going on for a year and a half. They have a delivery date of X, and we get notified that we're impacted on this project 2 months before it has to go out the door. And you guys know how, like, there's always, like, dev is doing their thing, and then QA kind of gets a little bit of a crunch for any project anywhere. Like, that's just what happens to be able to get delivery out the door. Imagine being the QA team on a project that is already crunched.
No.
My delivery team is exceptional, too.
Right.
They have to be, otherwise we would fail continually.
Yeah.
But there is still, they know they have to wait for dev to get done with at least some of their stuff before they can start going. And it is just, they are so incredible at what they do. I cannot talk about how incredibly proud I am of my team in general and my QA people specifically.
Yeah.
Like, they're That's wonderful. Good. Yeah. I just had a point of mommy pride over my day job.
Well, yeah.
No, that is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they include everything. They have like this sheet that is like fucking a million miles long on what it is that they need to test throughout everything, and they fucking nail everything.
Awesome.
They've got some automated scripts for certain applications, not for others. But they make everything gets a check mark or we review it. Like, that's just straight up. They're that fucking good.
Yeah, we are moving to a different dev company. And with them comes a fully automated testing QA suite.
I thought you were going to say, with them comes great responsibility. was going to please me way more.
If anybody's responsible at this company. No, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Look, I left 15 years ago. You can say whatever the shit you want.
No, but seriously, their lives are going to get a lot easier now.
Good.
With that, because same with our QA team, is they've been basically having to manually brute force all of this stuff, and every client has a different, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a project to moving them all onto the same base. That way things are just built on top of it.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
As opposed to everybody having a different code base, which is what we've had, and our QA team has had to just punch through everything.
Had to test things on people's local environments, or...
Well, they haven't had to do anything with Netscape, thankfully.
That's helped. Fair.
But they did have to do work with Kindle to make sure that apps were...
What? Is this Kindle a real thing? This is a real thing? Are you fucking shitting me?
We had clients that were using Kindle apps,
Yep. I myself had to test bugs... And screenshot. I had to find out how to take screenshots on a Kindle.
Point the first. On the one hand, oh dear God in heaven, at least it's not like that's not a thing that should exist. However, that is more advanced technology than Netscape. So yay?
Yeah.
I don't.
Netscape.
I'm not sure how
that device could crash
happened.
10 times before it crashed on a regular computer.
God damn it.
No, there's a really good segment of a comic called The Trenches, which is all about QA dev testing for video games. Which is like the fucking worst job you can ever have in your life.
But the comic sounds amazing.
The comic is amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm in for the comic. The comic is
fucking amazing. And even better than that, they have Tales from the Trenches, which are real life IT stories, usually directly related to the video games industry.
Okay.
Things like somebody's talking about how everybody got an email that was like, hey, everybody, free donuts. Come to the lunchroom and get them. And then everybody shuffled in and they were like, oh, all right, donuts. And they see the boxes of donuts and they're like, okay, so everyone who just walked in, we need your badges because you're fired. And then they were like, oh, well, that sucks. Do we just grab a donut and leave? And they were like, these donuts are for employees.
What the shit?
Yeah. So
on the one hand,
yeah,
that's awful. On the other hand, I kind of want to have the moment where I get to be that person, like in an awful, awful, horrible way.
Yeah.
I kind of want to have that moment where it's like, these donuts are for employees.
I don't know what you're thinking.
Look. Oh, my God.
This actually does kind of bring back the original topic, though.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, they treat us like shit.
They absolutely do. Yeah. It's, we're going to have this fun thing go on in the break room. Everybody's invited. Client support. Yep. You got to be on the phones.
You got to be on the phones. Yep.
You and I both worked at a place where we would continually get emails from the owner of the company or the CEO.
I have a guess as to which company.
They would be like, hey, a huge storm is coming in. Driving is going to be really dicey. We value you. Whatever you're doing, drop it. It is not more important than your lives. It'll be waiting for you tomorrow. We want to make sure that you're here tomorrow too. So just, you know, hang it up to dry, get out of here. And then very shortly after that, we would receive...
Within five minutes,
we would receive an email from our department head that was like, disregard that. You are staying here for the rest of your shift.
Leave home a half hour early so you get here on time. Yep. The other thing is our annual, like, Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Would be like, our party is from, like, 6 to 8. Your shift is until 8.
Yep. We will arrange time for you to go and see the party for 10 minutes and then return.
Yep.
Right, to lick the windows and cry outside.
Grab all of the leftover hors d'oeuvres that fucking, nobody wanted.
No, like Dickensian orphans pressed against the glass.
But and the company I work at now, while not that bad,
we do have
Beer Cart Friday.
Yep.
And on Beer Cart Friday, everybody goes to the break room and gets a beer. And client support gets their beer and returns to their desk.
Right. Yep.
While everybody else is hanging out.
Nope, yeah. I remember that.
Yep.
I mean, I don't beer, so that was never a particular thing. Mm-hmm. But there were other things like that with that particular company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have wine when I was there. I may have stuck around.
No. I distinctly remember.
No, I wouldn't have.
A prior job.
I sold my mug, though.
Where there was a gigantic snowstorm. They eventually let us go home early.
To work from home?
No, because they didn't trust us to work from home.
Oh, that's...
Right, that kind of place.
Oh, my
God. So that, but then when they were debating letting us
Pause, was this a place that you worked at with salsa or without?
No, before.
Okay, okay. Because I was really confused for a second. Continue.
They eventually let us go home at like 5 in the evening after, and I am not overestimating this, after a foot of snow had fallen in the parking lot. So we were shoveling and shoving people out of the parking lot in order to get them onto streets that really weren't any better, but just trying to get them home. And when two of the supervisors were like, all right, we need a decision on whether we can let them go home. Where's the site manager? Someone was like, oh, he left. The weather's terrible.
My God. Oh, my God. No. You have one job. You have one fucking job.
And it was dangerous.
I want to start a blog of not only these kinds of stories, but also of the, like, just information about what happens in IT that is so fucking wretched.
I've got so many ladies' stories for so many lady stories.
Yeah. Pink tools.
Oh, my God. Oh. I don't know if people... I haven't talked about that on the podcast for quite a while.
It's been... You did, though. It's,
I did. When I worked at Help Desk at one point, I also... So I spent half my day at work at the Help Desk,
mm-hmm.
and then half my day doing computer installs, which was fantastic. I fucking loved that. I love the actual hardware, getting my hands dirty, things like that. And there were a whole bunch of other, like, desktop technicians and install people in my area that would frequently borrow the tools that I had that I got from the company, because thank you. Thank you for supplying the necessary tools to do my job. But they would always come borrow tools from me because I'm nice or something. And then I would be missing my tools for me to be able to do my job. So I purchased for myself a pink tool set. I got all of the like the tiny computer size screwdrivers and everything else that I needed. I got the bits, I got the everything. It was just pink.
She had pink bits.
I had pink bits. we had a drink at one point called the tiny pink screwdriver.
Because
that was an homage to that. And so the guys had one of two reactions. Either they stopped borrowing my tools, which was fine because then I knew where my fucking tools were, or the ones that were secure enough did in fact borrow my tool set. And then I could just walk around the room and find my pink tools because nobody else had them. You can be secure enough to borrow pink tools, but to own your own set is no. I also like to say, in order to move computers from place to place, we would often have dollies, like hand trucks. So I got my own dolly. That I covered in pink. So as a technician, I had a pink dolly. It was a working pink dolly.
A pretty pink dolly.
Pretty pink dolly.
It was a working dolly, though.
Because there were everybody always needed the hand trucks, and there were never enough to go around. So I got my own, and I covered in pink, and I always had a dolly. I always had the capabilities. After the one day where I hauled a 50-pound printer three blocks from where I got dropped off to where it needed to go, I was like, I'm getting a hand truck. This is just happening.
Seems legit.
But I fucking did it, so fuck you, bitches. And then FedEx wouldn't hire me because they didn't believe I could lift more than 20 pounds.
Have we sufficiently discussed your topic, James?
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Excellent. Yeah. We are going to probably take a break then and get on with our outro.
What? The outro?
We will be back in a moment.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Damn it,
and
Salsa.
We're back.
I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And hey, ladies and gentlemen, as you just heard, working in IT is sometimes.
We kept going for another 20 minutes, you guys. You're welcome.
We couldn't talk about it.
Oh, my God. You know how sometimes, like, talk shows will do, like, the for outtakes, go to the website?
We got none.
We would.
This is the website.
Also, a lot of stuff we probably couldn't broadcast.
Yeah.
So,
But
IT is often a difficult and thankless job. And what fuels IT is coffee.
Oh my God! Yeah. Yes.
Without coffee,
In the mornings in the evenings Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
In the mornings, coffee.
Coffee.
And by morning, I mean like beginning of your day to about 4 p.m. So
if you work at my company, it's a nice delicious Coke Zero.
A refreshing Coke Zero.
Gross.
Inside joke.
Gross. I'm really glad I left when I did. Anyway, continue.
Inside jokes will get you inside work.
I had a date like that.
But ladies and gentlemen, coffee is what fuels.
Oh, God,
the reason you have a smartphone in your pocket is because somebody had a lot of coffee.
Yes.
And the reason you have the internet is because somebody had a lot of coffee. And the reason you have Chrome and Google Maps and all of this stuff is because of coffee.
And Netscape.
And Netscape, yes. Although coffee has disavowed that one.
You know what? I think the internet was invented so that you could order more coffee.
What?
You can get more coffee?
Yes, yes.
How?
And as a matter of fact, right now, you could go get more coffee.
But is it really shitty coffee?
No, it is in fact the best coffee.
What?
Yes, the world's best coffee. TrueStone is the world's best coffee.
I believe it.
It is available. You can order it online. And it doesn't arrive online. It arrives at your front door with your name on it.
That's way better.
IRL in neat space.
Jesus!
For really reals.
But where could I go on the internet to order this coffee?
If it were me, I would go to TrueStoneCoffee.com.
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Yes. The hell you say?
The hell.
I would put. I would go there, and I frequently do go there. Put tons of stuff in the cart, and then when I'm at checkout, I like to use a promo code in order to make it even better for myself.
What promo code would that be?
What? Apropos.
I believe it's spelled apropos.
But it's pronounced apropos.
And that will get you 10% off of what you order.
That's a significant amount.
Fuck yeah,
that is
I can
a significant
get 10%
amount.
More coffee
Double
for
digits.
The same amount of money.
Yeah, but James, but sometimes my torso gets cold while I'm drinking coffee.
Mm. Oh, that's okay. They have pants for your torso, also known as shirts.
Oh, wow.
Torso pants is my new favorite term ever.
It's internet.
Sweetie, it's cold outside. I want you to put on some torso pants.
Uh-huh.
Baby, it's cold outside.
No.
Put on some
also,
torso pants.
TrueStone is the unofficial unofficial fuel of Die Laughing.
Oh my yes. God,
which
yes.
is coming up Oof. In just two
Jesus
weeks.
Yes.
And you guys know what that means if you have been through a Die Laughing with us before. That means Apropos
yes.
of Nothing will be recording a live episode at Die Laughing, and we Bye. Will be teaming up again with those schmucks, the High Five guys. There will be a lot of alcohol. There will be a lot of crossover. There may be some special guests. And your dollars will make all of the chaos even worse.
And you guys,
worse.
You guys,
yes, please.
Sometime in, I'm hoping the next day or two, we will have the ability for you, the listeners,
Hot scoops.
To pre-order your cross podcast challenges.
Yes.
So that will include shots.
Shots.
Because we will again be doing shots. Thank you, Eric, of the High Five. And by thank you, I mean. I'm sorry, that was me. But we will have the host swap again this year. And you will be able to pre-order all of that on Die Laughing. On DieLaughingMarathon.com. I should have those buttons available in the next day or two.
Yes. So keep and going.
Possibly there. Tonight before you even hear this
Ooh.
Thing. I make no promises, though. It's
right.
been
right.
– there's been a lot of Jolly Rancher booze. But definitely go check out the site in the next couple days. You can pre-order your host swap. And there may be a few extra hosts involved in that host swap. I'm not going to tell you who. But
may they rest in peace?
Definitely go check it out.
We will find out.
There will be other possible non-current hosts to swap.
What?
Dramatic gas.
And since that... And since we are recording in the fuck-all hours of the morning...
Oh, God, watch us.
By all means, pre-order that. That way you don't necessarily have to be awake
yeah.
for it.
You don't have to. But if you could...
Please be awake
like,
for it. But,
like, our streaming team is
to.
Amazing,
yeah.
and they'll
yeah.
let you know if they say shit to us.
Yeah.
So, please, please do.
So, yeah. That is True Stone Coffee.
Yes.
Hey guys,
let's drink to them.
Indeed, yeah. Let's do that. Speaking of shots,
God, we do.
We have our last one.
Why?
Yeah, Blue Raspberry Jolly Rancher Vodka.
Here we
James,
go.
I appreciate your care.
It smells blue.
I don't know that this is enough for me to actually drink. It smells like it smells like the blue Gatorade.
Well, you let me know. I'll pour more if you need it.
Pour just a tiny bit more for me because I'm like, okay.
It smells like the blue Gatorade.
That's fair.
The like ocean breeze Gatorade.
Oh, listeners, so that you know, I just tipped out some of my glass into hers.
I didn't feel like I'd be able to taste the tiny, tiny amount that you gave me because I'm drunk off my fucking ass and have to drive it.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Mm. Oh, I ordered that wrong.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oof.
Nope. Sour apple should have come at the end.
Yeah, sour apple was the best.
Yeah.
All right.
That was
a thing. Dear listeners, science.
I'm trying to tip back into James.
Yeah. Science. Dear listeners, that's science has proven that green apple Jolly Rancher vodka is the best.
And the grape Jolly Rancher vodka tastes like grape soda.
Yeah, I would say grape was a solid second.
It was, which surprises me. Like the blue raspberry wasn't awful.
The blue raspberry would be a third for me.
Yeah.
And
it
then
was not what
watermelon,
I wanted.
Watermelon, then cherry.
Yeah. I would agree
with
that.
I would place blue raspberry last.
Really?
Cherry last.
Cherry
blue
is
raspberry
the last.
Fourth.
Okay, so blue raspberry and watermelon.
They're kind of in the same area.
I think that's subjective, yeah.
What if you mix the both of them?
With Dr. Pepper?
We can.
No, just
that comes next week.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, really?
We still have a little bit left. I can't throw it away or something.
Right. All right.
Or I could bring it to Die Laughing. I'm just saying.
I don't know if I want to try it.
You do know that if you put anything
Pepper,
into
bring
a fishbowl, Matt will drink it.
May he rest in peace.
That may be a thing. I may have to bring those to Die Laughing. Anyway, we should get now to the positive portion of our show where we try to say thank you and hey, you did a really good job to a person, a idea or a concept or a group that deserves a little bit of recognition. So who would like to go first? All right.
So I already gave a whole bunch of kudos to specifically my QA team because they're fucking amazing, but my entire team overall. So I just want to reiterate those kudos because they fucking deserve it. Hmm. None of them hopefully listen to this podcast, so they don't know. I just want those vibes to continue on. But the other thing that I wanted to do is I wanted to thank the Twin Cities Metro Transit System. Because this weekend was St. Patrick's Day. I did not use the transit system. But the transit system is there and available for people free of cost on St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Like those days, we the people pay for that to be a thing, and it is one of the best investments that you could ever make. Like, I am so glad that I have the option to not drive on St. Patrick. I got an Uber. So I got a ride to the gig from Eric Thompson. But then, I got an Uber away from there. And, like, Uber is great, too. Don't get me wrong. But it wasn't free. The fact that our cities, both of them, provide free transportation to those that are overindulging on days that are known for overindulging is incredible. And I appreciate the hell out of that for our Twin Cities area. So I wanted to give a shout out for that because yay, less drunk driving.
Awesome.
Yeah. Who's
next?
That is
stupendous. I can go.
Okay.
I would like to say thank you to Snopes.
Ooh, that's a real good one.
This is the day and age. Like, it was always a courtesy and, like, a good thing and kind of a fun thing and nice to have in your pocket. But we need them now more than ever. And especially in at the date and time of, like, Facebook burning down while Zuckerberg plays the fiddle. It's fucking their time in the limelight. Snopes has been inordinately helpful, and they are, they're just so good at providing what I believe to be an objective review of very common rumors and myths and things like that. And it's a fucking phenomenal resource as far as a starting point for all of these, you know, like kissing bug, money, October, whatever the fuck next thing gets posted, quote from George Clooney that he never actually said, that kind of stuff. Most frequently, I'll check there first.
I have completely lost the thread of what you were talking about.
Snopes.
No. Yeah, I know that. I'm just on Facebook, the nonsense you were just spouting.
And it is nonsense. You'll see these little
like about
posts
halfway
come
through.
Up.
I was like, right. What?
Yeah, no, because they like the kissing bug image where it's like there's this highly toxic bug. And the quote from George Clooney, all of this stuff.
No, I know.
Okay. Yeah, this is how I make fun of you back.
Move it along.
So that Snopes. Thanks. We love you.
Yay.
I would like to give a shout out to Orono High School and Minnetonka High School Ooh. Boys hockey teams.
Oh. Yeah.
They both won state Ooh. The state high school hockey tournament Whoa. This year. One in 1A and two in AA. So the really cool thing about this though is both of those schools. Mm-hmm. This is their first state title.
Oh.
For both of those schools, first state title. So big, big congratulations to both of those awesome. Schools for winning the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament, which, by the way, unlike a lot of – this is like the football state tournament in Texas. This is like – I'm not joking when I say every single time somebody scores a goal in this tournament – my first thought is, well, he's going to get drafted by the NHL.
Yeah. Whoa.
Like the state tournament hockey players in Minnesota get drafted by the NHL. That is just kind of a fact of life in this state. Hmm. And so the fact that two teams who have never won it before, both of them have never won it before and both went on to capture the title, was really, really cool. So I just quick congratulations to
it's
them.
Fucking stupendous.
Yep. Also, I went to the tournament and I watched a lot of that and it was a ton of fun. Thank you to my landlady for giving me tickets.
Aww.
Hey guys.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
Hold on.
Hey, Salsa. You're not Dr. Nick, you're Salsa.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
All right. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Troy to Troy.
Troy to Troy.
Troy to Troy.
Troy to Troy.
Who is one of the people who was bugging us about the Jolly Rancher
so
vodka. So
thanks.
You're yep. welcome, and thank you, and you're welcome.
Oh, speaking of which, last week's drink is not a Blue Moon Doctor. It's a Dr. Manhattan. Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Glad we sorted that out.
I have no idea, because you weren't here. I feel abandoned. I have issues.
Troy starts this one out with...
All of those things are true.
Troy starts this out in an effort to lift the burden off of the Stuffin family during their impending slash already happened childbirth. Aww. Here's a Fast Five.
Yay!
Because, goddammit, the Stuffin's putting in a lot of Fast Five.
Yeah, they're stuffing it.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
No.
What?
That's how that
there's
happens.
There's stuff in our inbox.
By the way, that's how that happens.
The pictures of that baby
online. Oh, my God.
Post
all of the pictures, please. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God. That makes me happy every time.
So, Fast Five. Question number one. A flat earther or a birther?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Earther.
As a Christian, I'm just having a nervous breakdown right now.
Flat earther, I think.
I feel like flat... If the question is which is more dangerous, I kind of feel birther. Right?
I'm going to go with flat earther just because... Obama's no longer in office. Like, the birther thing is kind of in the past. Whereas Flat Earther, still fucking happening.
Well, because there is a one way to handle both of them, and that's to launch them into space. And with a Flat Earther, you can bring them back down again, and they'll know that the Earth is a globe. And
or they never come back, and it's a win-win.
Yeah, with a birther, we just don't have to bring them back.
God damn it. I'm going to go with which one pisses me off more. And I'm going to say Flat Earther.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not, it is very much so on a personal level as opposed to what affects things globally. Like, I feel like birthers have actually done more damage because fucking Flat Earthers what? But it pisses me off.
Sure.
On a personal level, because it's like, Jesus, blah, blah, blah. No, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm done. I don't even have a good argument because there is none, because you didn't start one. So fuck off.
No, I agree with Jenna entirely. Yeah. And to take it a step further, with the birthers, that was born out of a purely political slash racist thing.
Yeah.
Whereas Flat Earthers are denying science itself.
Right. Yeah.
And fuck you.
Which, I mean, racism often does, but still, like, there's denial of facts and denial of facts.
Yeah.
I just...
They're both making up their own science.
Yeah.
God, that fucking business. Anyway, next question, please.
Question number two, which is probably not going to be any better.
God damn it.
Tim Wick or Matt Alex?
I'd rather be rear-ended by Matt Alex.
Which one am I more pissed off at this moment? That would be Tim Wick. just because I interact with him more now. Like, I do kind of sadly interact with Matt a lot less than I used to. But I did get to show him his own senior picture on my cell phone. So that was a couple weeks ago and pleased me greatly. So yeah, that was good. I was happy with that.
I just got done being directed by Matt, so I'll go with Matt.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, that sounds way nicer than my reasoning.
I'm going to say I just watched them stuff that they both did in the same same thing. They both were involved in Planet Fest, but Tim Wick's writing involved Discordianism in a way that deeply pleased me. There was an apple that said to the whateverest, which I really liked. So I'm going to say Tim Wick.
All right, there you go.
That one was a fun piece.
Yes.
Question number three. A chemtrail believer or a fluoridation believer?
Oh, God.
What is a fluoridation believer?
Fluoride in your...
Do I want to actually know about this?
No,
okay.
The reason people... The reason cities put fluoride in your drinking water is to control your mind as opposed to keeping you not dying.
Oh.
It's a mind control drug.
Or they believe
You know what? I'm going to go with the fluoridation one because it reminds me of how, like, in Firefly they would pump stuff into the air and now we have reavers. So I like that
spoilers.
One.
Spoilers.
I like... Jesus Christ, it's been 12 fucking years. Get off your ass and watch a goddamn series that's not going anywhere. So, I'm going to go with that because reavers.
I'm going to go with fluoridation because chemtrail believers are like, look way up there, whereas fluoridation people can actually affect drinking water, and that's
fucking cool.
Although I do love the chemtrail people that are like, I'm just going to spray this thing in the sky, and that will make them go away. I'm like... Oh, you are so adorably harmless.
Have you guys seen the XKCD comic about?
I believe so.
Any of them.
It was the like tagline was I love pitting conspiracy theories against each other.
Yes.
And the guy was like, the 9/11 was an inside job because jet fuel can't melt steel, and the other guy's like, yeah, but there's all that chemtrail stuff, and who knows what temperature that burns at.
Yes.
Oh god. Oh no.
I'm still going reavers. Reavers was the answer, right?
All right.
Sure.
I'm gonna say fluoride because
chemtrail people and fluoride people will both preach at you, but one of you, but one of them expects you to change your daily habits based on their advice.
Yeah. Whereas the other is a more.
It's government.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four: pen or teller?
Teller. Teller. Yeah. Straight up teller. Which one has more talent? Teller.
Teller.
I love that the silent one.
Which
is
one
named
do I want to listen to more? Teller. I don't. Yeah. Teller all the way. I don't even.
No, Teller has the talent. Teller has the skill. Teller is the one doing all the work.
Yeah. Teller's wittier.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to talk to be wittier. He just is.
Yeah, he doesn't need to use words. He just is fucking funny.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. There we go.
Also, Penn kind of pisses me off.
Penn can be abrasive.
Yeah. And I'm not saying he's not a good chairman. I'm just saying, like, on a personal level, kind of pisses me off.
To me, he seems like a super nice dude, but just like any other human being, it seems like he's got some bad ideas.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm just like me. Except that I've actually had conversations with him. So, tell her.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. And
I haven't.
Question. I have a story for you guys after the show.
Oh, therein lies a tale that you
Yeah, the date.
Question. Whoa.
Not like that.
Question number five. Dark City or Brazil?
I don't understand any of this.
They're both movies.
I love them both so much.
No, Dark City is my jam. Dark City is it's got Jennifer Connelly, who was probably one of my first crushes.
She was also one of my first crushes.
It's also got Richard
honestly
O'Brien.
Labyrinth. Labyrinth was how I realized I was bi.
Oh yeah.
I mean, because Jennifer Connelly and David Bowie.
I don't remember if I had hit puberty yet, but.
You did.
Oh yeah. No, she made me hit puberty really quick.
Suddenly, hi.
And she is still gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still cool. So fucking gorgeous.
All right. Well, then I'm in for that one.
And it's Rufus Sewell, and I'm just sorry. Whereas Brazil is, I mean, it's pretty fucked up.
Is this a racist thing?
No.
Okay.
No. It's a Terry Gilliam film. I love it. I do.
Don't get me wrong.
I love that movie, but what I will say...
You kind of need to be a little high to watch it, though.
Do you?
A little bit,
It was very formative for me, and I really appreciate it, and it falls into a lot of like my love of Douglas Adams and things like that, even though Douglas Adams had, I think, nothing to do with it.
Sure.
But the... For me, which one is more quotable? Dark City has... You had your honeymoon there, detective, but do you know how to get to Shell Beach?
Yeah. Mm.
And it also has Richard O'Brien. Fucking Richard O'Brien. Yes.
Kiefer Sutherland is good in that.
Yeah, he's fucking amazing in that. It's just a beautiful movie, too. They both are. Ah, fuck.
All right, let Jenna's eyes are glazing over.
They really
are. All right. I open up my second email, and I completely forgot the whole how this works, but everybody knows.
Yes.
So, second email is, it's time to find out who is right and who is dead.
Yes!
Yes! Excellent.
All right.
Thank you, Treasure Troy. Mm-hmm.
A flat earther or a birther?
Yeah.
Who would you prefer was right?
Oh. Flat Earther, because Discworld.
Yeah, very fair.
Oh. Yeah. Because I want Discworld.
Plus, I'll bet those elephants are super cute.
Right? And then, that poor turtle. Yeah. Mm.
I think Atween doesn't care.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
God.
Yeah, no, Flat Earther, because Discworld. I'm done. I'm out. What?
No,
why,
you sold,
why are
you,
we...
you sold me on it. Yeah.
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 No, I'm sold. Okay. Yeah. Okay, who would you prefer was right, a flat earther? Tim Wick or Matt Alex, who would you prefer was dead?
Well, Matt is already dead to us.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
Matt is already dead to us. Yeah. So, yeah.
In actuality, I don't want either of
them. I don't wish anybody dead, but Matt is already dead to us. So.
Yes.
But,
yeah. Exactly.
If we need any sort of reason, that's a good as any.
There we go. Done.
Yep.
A chemtrail believer or a fluoridation believer? Who would you prefer was right?
Oh.
Oh.
God damn you. Fuck you, Troy.
That one's hard.
Fuck you, Troy.
What are chemtrails supposed to do?
Mind control.
Yeah. It's just which way you get it.
Seeding us with cancer or...
I'm going to go chemtrails.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with chemtrails.
Yeah.
I think actually flirtation, because I feel like if one of them were to be right, or if they were both to be right, I would have more control over the fluoridation.
Oh.
Like, if I'm actually going to say, okay, this is a real thing, now I have a reason to go buy my fucking Aquavit or whatever. Like, the...
It would still be fluoridated.
Time to drink booze.
No, then, I think that's different. I think the fluoridation is what gets pumped into the water.
Yeah, it definitely does. It gets added at water treatment plants, yeah.
Specialized water would
The fermentation process would yeah.
Yeah, and I'd be able... I could get the camping things, the iodine...
Pens.
The
water
tablets.
Purifiers.
Yeah. Like, there would be ways around that, whereas chemtrails... Unless we're accepting the reality that you can fucking squirt bleach at a chemtrail from a gazillion miles away and make that dissipate. If we're accepting that reality, I want that one because that's ridiculous and wonderful.
I would choose chemtrails because I can wear a mask outside, and at some point we may just have to do that
anyway.
Yeah. I would rather wear a mask outside and still be able to drink anything from anywhere.
Right.
I think we need to actually ask a question here, and that is, who do you prefer was right? Now, does that mean the world finds out that they were right and can do something about it? Or they're right, but we still don't believe it?
It's still like a conspiracy theory.
Like, right now, at this moment,
chemtrails
or fluoridation is real. We don't know about it.
Given that
we go
premise,
on with our lives.
Given that,
the whistleblowers are out there and we're ignoring them.
No, given that, it doesn't matter because it's all mind control.
I would say chemtrails, because even a huge amount of something dispersed in the amount of atmosphere through the law of diffusion, it's going to be a lot lower parts per million by the time it reaches the ground than directly putting city water into your body and ingesting,
which I do all the time because fuck bottled water.
So and you
bottled water
cook
is
with
water.
It and you clean with it and you know, whatever. And so that's, for me, I would say I would much rather have that lower ppm than ingesting it directly.
But also, I get lovely white teeth, so...
There is that.
But
the fluoride exists either way.
Unless it's the first scenario where we find out that it's true when we believe them and we go, holy shit, we need to make a change.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So...
Yeah. Yeah, my stance is, if it's true, then we're already mind-controlled and fucked, so I'd rather go with the first scenario.
All right.
I get to do something about it.
Jenna's won me over. I'm going with fluoride.
Yay, I win.
Question number four. Penn or Teller, who would you prefer was dead?
Oh.
Penn. Because Teller's way too talented to die.
Yeah, I got to go with Penn.
Yeah.
Of the two, Teller is fucking dope. And that's not to say anything against Penn per se, but look at Teller.
Teller is the talent.
If it's Teller, who is frequently the subject of their magic tricks, I would say Teller would be the one to fake his own death.
Ooh.
We're not talking about faking
it. Yeah, we're not talking about faking it. We're talking about actual death.
This isn't Andy Kaufman shit here.
I mean...
Right. Yeah, no.
It's not like a moon landing.
Yeah.
It doesn't say who would you prefer faked their death. It said who would you prefer was dead.
Yeah
that'd be Penn.
I guess Penn.
Yeah.
I mean, and I kind of
That's
feel
rough.
Bad about that because I've been talking shit about him. But honestly, like...
No, but you could put Teller up next to Mahatma Gandhi and I'd still probably go with Teller.
Right. Okay, that's fair.
Because fucking Teller.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So it's not against Penn. It's just for Teller. That's what I'm saying.
No. Yeah, fair.
Question number five. Dark City or Brazil? which movie's dystopian future would you want to be right?
I know nothing about either of the dystopian futures.
Yeah.
You guys only told me base information, and I voted on Hot, so...
If Jennifer Connelly's in one of them, then it's going to be Dark City, man.
I mean, there's that.
Because there exists a possibility where I wake up and she's my wife. I'm just saying. That'd be pretty
good. Oh, there's a possibility in which we wake up and she's my wife.
Also,
there's a possibility where we wake up and you're my wife. Also.
I would still take that.
I believe that one, actually.
Tomorrow, like, Fast Five completely aside. Sure, yeah.
I don't even feel like Raiderly would argue at this point.
No, as a matter of fact, she's like, I'm just waiting for the day when Salsa comes home and tells me that he's leaving me for you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that seems
legit.
Likely. Okay.
It's kind
I would say Dark City. I would say Brazil, because then you're fighting against an insane bureaucracy and you are the sane person versus fighting against something that is sane that is making you very purposely feel crazy.
But they weren't purposefully. It's just he escaped.
Purposely messing with people's minds.
Yes, but not making him insane. It's the only reason they were making anybody insane is because he broke free. They weren't trying to make anybody insane.
I kind of feel like I need to switch to Brazil just because I fight my own fucking brain all the time. Mm. So that sounds like a vacation.
I also think you really need to see these movies.
Yeah.
I feel like
I know there are a lot of movies you need to see, but like
there really are.
Legitimately
there really I'll add them to the list.
Some good movies. All right, thank you so very, very, very much to Troy for sending in those Fast Fives and making us hate you so much.
Indeed.
And saying those really, really nice things about the Stuffins and their wee little mud puddle.
Yes, mud puddle.
So since I didn't talk about it at the beginning, it sounds like you guys are pretty clear on how the Fast Five works. But if you would like to send in a Fast Five, what you need to do is send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should have nothing but the five choices, maybe an intro or something like that if you want to. But don't give away the secret. That comes in the second email where you will repeat your choices and then tell us what the context is on those. If it is the first time you have ever sent in a Fast Five, you will jump to the top of the queue. And if you somehow manage to slip us a physical copy. Or,
I thought you were going to say roofie for a second. I got really concerned.
If you slip Jenna a roofie or...
and she wakes up with a Fast Five in her pocket.
She had a date like that once.
I will have a date like that once.
But if you get us either a physical copy of a Fast Five or you bribe us with a lot of booze, then you will jump to the top of the queue.
Ooh, I like booze. That's not...
We are going to get out of here, but we are going to remind you yet again that Die Laughing is coming up. Go to the Die Laughing website, which is...
DieLaughingMarathon.com.
Say it again.
DieLaughingMarathon.com.
And if you go to that website and you do not see buttons for pre-donations for Apropos of Nothing High Five Crossover, try again in the next day. Because
I'm just waiting for a thing. I've got one thing left and then I can put them up, I swear to God.
Yeah. Also, you have a show this Friday.
I do have a show this Friday. I'm doing this vilification tennis thing.
What?
You may have heard of it once or twice. This month's show is Vilification Tennis Does Religion. As the only Christian that is involved in this month's show, we might have another sneaky Christian. You don't know.
That's true.
They might not be willing to out themselves. Anyway, in this cast, I don't blame them. So, but as the only Christian in this month's show, like guaranteed, I am the only one there. They might be doing more things to me or around me and my beliefs than is strictly necessary. So, yeah, I'm gonna pray for a bunch of sinners a lot. I think is what's happening. I don't know. Like I don't want you guys to all burn in hell. I don't actually believe in hell. I don't want you guys to all burn in hell.
It is guaranteed to be a religious experience.
Oh, God.
Anything else, James? You got any shows coming up?
Not until Die Laughing.
All right. I think that about wraps it up for us then.
Yep.
Thank you so very much for listening. We'd like to thank our very special guest who doesn't exist.
Yay!
And,
may they rest in peace.
I'm in.
I'd like to thank our guest from last week.
What did you do to our guest?
How dare you?
It was a time loop. There was only one way out.
I would like to thank our guest from last week because I wasn't here to thank him.
All right.
That's about it. So,
I love you.
Eat the fucking cake.
Good night. Take it away, salsa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.